Because I know somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you.
What? There's two of them? Like a pair of nerds?
No, more like a pair of nerds. Hey, it's me, Kevin, once again from ParaNerds.com. By myself!
Hey, honey, I'm home.
Oh my god, it's Rui! You're back! What's Yay. Going on? Yay! Hey, you're back. You're no longer working at night, are you?
No, I got fired.
Oh, that sucked. What happened?
We're known sexual harassment applies to all people.
If you touch them... Yeah.
That's it?
I got nothing else to say. Wow, did you... Wow, it's been tough, man, by myself. It's been fucking tough.
Well, I heard good reviews on the last one.
Yeah, the last one, James, Casual James, helped us out on Podcast 15. This is Podcast 16. Yeah, the last one was a good one, all thanks to Kaplan. It's nothing to do with myself, but definitely all thanks to Kaplan. Actually, I'm such an asshole. I forgot to mention last week, thanks to GamingForte.com for giving me that interview.
Gaming Forte.
You might want to give people credit when it's due. I completely forgot because I was so excited to have somebody to talk with. Yeah, the last couple of podcasts has been just me talking about fucking games. Dude, 40 minutes of me talking nonstop.
I'm surprised you're able to go for 40 minutes.
That's what she said.
That's not what I heard.
Oh, that's sad. So it's good to be back. Tell everybody, what's going on. I mean, it took you a while to get here, too, because Portugal played today.
And Portugal won 7-0. Woo! Suck that in,
man. Yeah, we're Portuguese. When it comes to soccer game, my inner Portuguese comes out, my blonde hair streaks, and
your laziness.
My collar goes up, it's amazing. You're back, and you last week was E3 and all that jazz.
Yes, E3.
And you saw the big, beautiful update on our website, haven't you?
If I say yes, would I be a liar?
I don't know. Have you seen it or have
yes,
you not?
I have seen
okay,
it.
Okay, then. Actually, we have contributors now. One of the contributors, Gareth, actually wrote a new article on there. You can check out Paranerds.com. The importance of character and storytelling. And also, Mark, another one of our contributors, also went to E3, and he filled us in a lot.
How the hell did he get in?
He showed him, I don't know, we got to speak to the guy. And he spoke about the games that were there. And we're actually going to be talking about E3 today because it was last week and we're recording today. And now I'm going to actually talk to you about it.
Let's do it.
No, before we get there, I want to talk about new releases because last week's new releases sucked fucking ass.
Anything good this week?
Let's find out. This week, Transformers War for Cybertron.
What the hell is Cybertron?
Really? Are you not? Hold on, keep talking while I grab my pizza pop.
What the hell is Cybertron?
Cybertron is where fucking the Transformers are from. You really don't know what Cybertron is?
Nah, I just wanted to throw something in there.
Alright. Anyways, yeah, Transformers War for Cybertron. I actually heard good things about this game. I don't think it's based on the movies. And it's an epic war, apparently, what it says here. But I like Transformers, but the games suck fucking ass.
I could imagine.
And you know what? I like the Transformers movies. I don't care what anyone else says. I thought the movies were fine.
When I saw Transformers 1 in HD, I thought it was the best thing on Earth.
I have Transformers 2 on Blu-ray, dude. That thing is like sex on a fucking TV screen. And I know a lot of people complain about the racist robots, but I don't see them as being racist robots. You watched the movie, right?
No, I didn't.
Well, anyways, the two robots are like, they talk with a black sense.
A black
sense. Like, oh, hell no! You ain't gonna get no Megatron! Oh, shit, no! I can't
shit,
leave, right?
Yeah.
They speak like that, but I mean, the way I looked at it was the Transformers learned their language from modern times.
Yes, right. So that, those robots came from the ghetto.
Yeah. I mean, modern people or society nowadays speak all like that. I don't know. I thought the moves were fine, but that's not what this is about. I'm going to get a lot of hate mail for that. I don't care. I really don't care. Naughty Bear for the PS3 and Xbox 360 comes out June 25th.
Which, I don't know what the hell that is.
Oh, Naughty Bear. Actually,
that's a bear that has sex with other bears?
It's like, okay, remember Conker's Bad Fur Day?
Yeah,
it's
heard
essentially that, but not
that.
I mean, I don't want to speak and say for sure without knowing, but the game looks fucking hilarious. It looks like a lot of fun. I actually want to get it. Transformers Cybertron Adventures.
For the Wii.
For the Wii. It's going to be shit. Duke Nukem Manhattan Project comes out for Xbox Live.
It's an arcade game.
Yeah. Did you ever play the original one?
Of course I played the original one.
I was, sorry, I'm eating a pizza pop, but I do this very professional. It was a side-scrolling game, remember?
What?
You're thinking of Duke Nukem 3D.
Probably.
Yeah. Manhattan Project. Manhattan Project was a 2D game where you go up and down and actually shoot monsters and shit.
You mean you on a Saturday night?
Yes. I probably shouldn't eat into this podcast. So the game is actually in 2.5, 3D, whatever, bullshit. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Dragon Ball Origins 2, does this interest you at all? What the fuck is this even coming out for?
Dragon Ball? I'm more of the Z fan.
TNA Impact Cross the Line is coming out for PSP, but no one cares. What you're saying about Wipeout? What the fuck is Wipeout?
It's a TV show.
Never heard of it. I thought Wipeout was that racing car game.
No, it's a very funny TV show. It's funny because it's people like us who fail miserably in life.
Okay.
And it's fun to watch. Yes, it is.
I guess
it's a game where they're like, you have a chance of winning $50,000. Now go through these obstacle courses and see if you can make it. And obviously none of them make it. It's just fun to watch. My lord, any more Transformer games?
Well, other than that, I mean, Puzzle Quest 2 comes on Nintendo, yes. But other than that, just fucking... It's just a Transformers game is coming out this week. But Naughty Bear, if you guys can grab that game, I mean, I want you to see the trailer, too. It looks really funny. There's a part where the bear's lying down on the picnic table.
Okay.
And another bear goes look on top of him, and fucking stomach explodes a la Aliens. Wow. So, like, a facehugger comes up. It's all cotton.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a very interesting game.
Cotton.
Yeah, what's wrong with cotton?
Cotton. You know what cotton's made from?
Fibers.
Cotton.
What happened? Is this what happens when you're not here for a while?
That's right.
Speaking of not here for a while, fucking pizza pops are awesome. Stoner food. Next, we're going to be talking about news. What happened this week? Not a lot, but we'll talk about it anyways.
Yay!
Which Nintendo character sucks? Kirby. What's Homer Simpson's favorite console? The Nintendo... Why is Ms. Pac-Man the greatest woman in the world? First she swallows, then she dies.
If you think these jokes are bad, well, can you do better? Send your video game jokes to theparanerds@gmail.com or leave a joke in the comment section below and we'll read it on our next podcast.
Why did Harry Mason move to Silent Hill? The other hills were too loud. What kind of pants does Mario wear? Denim.
What did Earthworm Jim say when he was watching The Simpsons? That voice sounds familiar.
Yummy, yummy. Still chewing a pizza pop.
Oh, we're on. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking?
Mm. Oh, man, those things are fucking good. Pizza pops are the best thing ever. All right. So let's see what's going on this week for news. You haven't read any of these news yet. This is all surprise and new for you, right?
Yeah, tell me.
Because these things are called news. Apparently, you know how I was talking about how Heavy Rain's going to get DLC?
Yeah.
Not anymore, no. Okay. Apparently.
No extra booby footage?
According to Game Informer. Well, they have that one DLC, right? Where you play as booby lady.
That's it?
So far. They're supposed to release more. But apparently, according to GameInformer.com, Heavy Rain DLC is on hold.
Bullshit!
Do you know why Heavy Rain DLC is on cold? On hold? Forgot what I'm talking about.
Why?
What's that new thing that the PS3 is trying to introduce to everybody?
Penis pumps.
Nope. Although that would be really cool.
That would.
No, what's that new device?
The whole iSpy cam, blue balls, testicles?
Yes, PlayStation Move.
That's
because of PlayStation Move, they're going to hold it back until they figure something out between PS Move and...
Bullshit!
What? Nah, hold on. I think that would work out. That's probably one of the only situations where the PS Move would work out.
What makes you think in real... Like, in a video game, you have difficulty trying to get guys off you. What makes you think in real life you could actually fight someone off you?
Well, it's all about, like, choices and pressing buttons at the right time, right?
Yeah, so...
I mean, you shake the controller half the time anyways in the game.
Yeah, so let's say in the video game, some guy's trying to rape you. Like, what are you going to do?
Well,
cover your butt?
If it's me, I would allow it. If it's you, you would allow it. So yeah.
But if you're a video game character?
Depending on what character.
Fuck. Us, in video games.
I'm scraping the cheese off the plate.
Dry cheese rocks.
Shut up, I didn't eat all day. But yeah, so no DLC, which sucks, because... I like Heavy Rain. I actually love Heavy Rain. Actually, you can see one of our previous podcasts. I'm humping the shit out of it. And I was so excited that I get to play the DLC. Because I'm not going to play the game again.
It's why like, not? Where did you get in your whole speech how you, no matter what, if you play a million times, it's always different, something different?
That's the thing. I don't feel like seeing a different storyline. You can put this plate away. It's distracting me. That's the thing. Like, playing it again is going to like be... It's like watching deleted scenes of a movie.
Okay.
Oh,
but you still don't feel like watching the movie?
Exactly. Like, I know I have that part in my mind already.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happened in the movie is what... I don't care what anyone else says. Home Alone 3 is the best movie. You know, it's one of those things.
Fucking hate that
movie. It's the first movie you've seen kind of thing. The first... time I play the game, that's what happened, and that's what happened. If I change it, then the storylines can get all fucked up, right?
In your mind.
In my mind. So the DLC would just add on to that. So that's what I wanted, but I can't do that. Mind you, I'm probably going to play a game again in like 2 years when I forget about the storyline. Because it was a good storyline, just not one of the best ones out there. Speaking of best storylines, Final Fantasy IX is finally released on the PlayStation Network.
What? I thought PlayStation Network was always allowed.
Yeah, but I mean, you know how the Xbox Live, you can buy games and shit off there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the PlayStation Network just released FF9 on it.
Oh, so it released a game on the PlayStation Network.
That's right, Billy. Like, originally had Final Fantasy VII, it had Final Fantasy VIII, and now Final Fantasy IX just released.
I don't even like Final Fantasy IX.
You didn't?
Is that the guy with the tail?
Yeah, Zidane.
Hate that guy.
Now, okay, what was your favorite Final Fantasy?
Zidane, the soccer player?
Yes.
Nice.
What was your favorite?
I would say 8.
8? Yeah, mine too. A lot of people hate Final Fantasy 8.
Because they're haters.
No, it's because, I don't know, I think the reason why we like it, again, is because it was the first Final Fantasy we played. I mean, I played the other original one, but it was the first 3D one I played.
And also, because everyone looked human.
Exactly! Like, when we played Final Fantasy VIII, those graphics, mind you, they're like fucking dicks now, but those graphics at the time were like the best things we've ever seen.
That represents a human.
Yeah! I mean, if you play Final Fantasy VII, if you play the game now, it looks disgusting. It's just pixels and color. That's all it is. But, like, when playing Final Fantasy VIII was our first game, we actually played it together.
Yeah,
or you watched me play.
And then we took turns.
Yes, we played that, and then we went back to Final Fantasy VII, and the fucking characters all like Popeye the Sailor Man with their massive arms and no mouth. I was like, really? Why? I still think FF7 is really overrated. I'm sorry, I do. I understand for what it is. It's awesome, because it's the first
game. I think it was the first of its type.
It didn't go 3D.
3D, yeah.
Exactly, but it still doesn't make the game the best game out there. I thought Final Fantasy VIII storyline was 1,000 times more interesting than
FF7. I hate facing those freaking cactars that run away.
And the side quests were fun. Oh yeah, cacti, fucking assholes.
There it is. Fight it. Yeah.
Runs away. Final Fantasy IX, we also passed, didn't we? Remember at the end of the game, there's like a Matrix scene where the guy's like falling and the camera goes around?
Probably not.
Well, anyways.
I'm still remembering that stupid cactar.
Oh,
fucking what cactar. What was the GFs?
Yeah. Which meant,
Guardian
Force.
Force.
Ah.
I remember, I was trying to catch... We spent hours in that freaking desert field looking for that cactar
fucking
summon.
Giant cactar.
And then we find it, we spend 6 hours fighting it, and right when we're about to beat it, it runs away.
His fucking ammo. Remember his thing would kill you one
the
shot?
The needle shots.
Yeah. God damn it. Actually, speaking of Final Fantasy, I just got Final Fantasy 13, because I have the whole week off of work. Woohoo!
Lucky you.
Yeah.
Unpaid for.
Woohoo. Sucks. So I bought Final Fantasy 13, and it's on 3 goddamn discs.
3?
3 goddamn discs, man. The game...
You're lucky they didn't charge you 3 times the price.
That's true. Well, I mean, I wanted a long game to play this week. It's really hard to get into. I mean, Final Fantasy 7, 8, 9, I got into right away, but this one's taking me a while to get into.
Because you play as a woman.
No, you don't. You play as, like, 5 different characters. And, of course, the names are so fucking stupid. Lightning. Snow.
That's the name of my first child.
Hope.
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 And the Cloud. You know, Cloud from... Seven. But the Final Fantasy names are always so stupid. The characters are always so... But the characters are interesting. You have another black guy with a... He has a chocobo in his hair. He's got like a baby chocobo in his hair. It's pretty funny. It's pretty cute. The graphics are the best I've ever seen, though. I'll show you like after when we're done with this podcast. I'll show you.
The black guy with a chocobo.
Oh, dude. The graphics are so fucking beautiful. They're so nice. They're so smooth and everything. And you know what? Unlike FF10, the voice work actually makes... Like, it's good. It's not, like, awkward, like, this sentence. It's, like, it's good. Good voice work. Where FF10 was like, ha-ha! Titus, I forget his name. Actually, I like that.
Titties!
Anyways, FF13 is a really fucking... It's a fun... I don't want to say fun game.
You just started.
But I just... Well, I'm, like, 5 hours in, dude.
Yeah, that's, like, 1/9 of the game.
Exactly. But fucking 5 hours in, I'm still not into it. Like, I don't care about the characters as much as I feel like I should. As I'm running, it's, like... Like, as I'm playing the game...
Hope.
As I'm playing... Because the whole battle system is different, too. You know, like... It's not, like, attack and item. It's...
So what is it?
You control one character.
And?
You used to control, like, 4 or 5.
And?
It's really weird to get used to. It's really complicated.
But how do you attack? Is it still, like, attack?
It's still attack and all that, yeah. You just have the one person choose. Except you could... I forget what they call it, but you could make other characters do AI. Like, you set them up for what you want them to do. Defense, offense, medic.
Medic.
Anyways... I don't know, the game's really interesting. It looks really pretty, but it's really hard to get into. I mean, I haven't played a Final Fantasy game since fucking
FF10. All Final Fantasy games are hard.
I never said it was hard.
Hard.
It's complicated.
But I'm saying it's hard.
Alright. FF10 was the last Final Fantasy game I played. And that was about it.
I stopped after 8.
Really? We played 9 together.
but I didn't play it.
Anyways, what else news is coming up? Apparently the new Xbox 360 Slim, which I announced.
Which is bullshit.
Wait, what is that bullshit?
I just bought my Xbox like not too long ago. Wow. My second one. Yeah. Not too long ago.
That sucks for you. Your old one, Red Ring, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Bullshit.
Well, speaking of Red Ring, the new Xbox 360 Slim.
I don't care.
I'm going to tell you anyways, because it's going to piss you off.
It doesn't have a Red Ring, because it has two cooling fans.
It protects itself from overheating. That's right.
How does it protect itself?
Apparently, like, a message comes up going, bling.
Right in the middle of trying to kill someone?
I don't know. I never had the Red Ring of Death problem. I never experienced it. I mean, I guess...
Who would have known? You can't sit on the Xbox while playing it.
Who would have known you couldn't piss on it? Apparently the new 360 Slim actually stops you from... the system from Red Ringing, apparently. Which I'm like, why is that still an option?
Yeah.
Why is that still a fucking option?
Well, they added two
Why
fans.
Are all my systems breaking down? Remember when the PS3 auto-updated itself and the fucking thing crashed? Like Y2K?
Yeah.
Remember when your brother's
PS3... Yeah, my brother's PS3 actually overheated, so it's broken now.
Really?
Yeah.
How long has he fucking played that game?
Not much, but it's just I guess, I don't know, it's just gotten too hot.
Like, you know what pisses me off? My Nintendo still fucking works.
Well, because it was simple gadgetry.
My Sega Genesis still works. Like, my Wii every once in a while won't read a disc, and I hate when that fucking happens. Like, during the game, it's like...
When you're loading the next level?
It's like, cannot read disc. And I take it out, I'll put it back in. Can I read? And I take it out, I'll put it back in. And it's like, look at your Wii menu support. It's like, why are you not working? Speaking of which, you haven't played Mario Galaxy 2, have you?
No, I haven't.
I'll lend you that.
I haven't had time to do anything.
Unfortunately, there was no Wii HD announced. That was my number one.
Not surprised.
Yeah, but there was a Nintendo 3DS announced at E3.
How does it work?
I don't know.
Do you wear glasses?
No, you don't wear glasses.
Does it just pop out of the screen?
I don't know.
Apparently, do the two screens mirror off each other to make a 3D image?
I don't know. I wasn't at E3. I saw some videos on YouTube. I'll show it to you during the break. I'll show you some videos on YouTube where they showed about like it being in debt and all that. Debt. Was it fucking paying for stuff? Depth.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, it showed stuff like that, but I don't know. I really have no idea how it works. I can't wait. It's coming out soon.
Well, I like about it is they added an analog stick.
Yeah, because fucking Super Mario 64 on a DS without an analog stick sucks ass. But at the same time, didn't the PSP do that already?
Well, yeah.
Except this is really awkward. Anyways, whatever. The new Mortal Kombat game is also news I want to touch upon. Have you seen it?
No, but I like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I love Mortal Kombat. I mean, you've seen the trailer for the movie, haven't you?
There's a trailer for a movie?
Jesus Christ, you're off for 3 weeks. Yeah,
I've been gone.
You haven't seen a new one?
No, this 3 weeks seems like it's forever.
Forever.
Who are you again? Do I know you?
Forever. Yeah, the new Mortal Kombat, which for some reason, I don't understand why, but every fucking person out there thought it was a new trailer for the new game.
Okay.
It's clearly a movie, and I said this last week. It's a fucking movie. How can you think it was a game?
Did it say coming to PS3?
No!
360?
No! It was just a stupid movie trailer. Like, I don't know, but it looked cool. It looked kind of silly, but it's a lot better.
Is it a continuation, or is it a remake?
It's a remake. It's Rebirth, it's called, or supposedly it's called.
Okay, I'll
it looks kind of badass. I'll show it to you after, too, if you remember. Also, yeah, sorry, the Mortal Kombat new game is going to be in 2D, 3D, kind of like what Super Street Fighter did. That's, what are you talking about? That's good. I hate
it. I guess it is, but like, it's always nice to sidestep out of the way and then pick someone up and throw them across the room.
Like a la fucking Virtual Fighter?
Yeah.
Like that?
Virtual Fighter, yeah.
Ugh, fuck, I hate the 3D games like the fighting games.
Well, it's easy when you're facing freaking like Gonads, a four-armed dude. It's Goron, I think.
Goron. No, wait. What the fuck is his name? Goldor? No, that's from Power Rangers.
No, I think it's Goron.
Is it Goron? Goro. What else? Goron.
Gonads.
And also, remember that Vitality thing for the Nintendo Wii?
Yeah, the one that clips tells you how much time you have left to live.
Yeah, apparently. They're still working on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
They're still working on that. I don't know why. It's kind of unnecessary. No one
Maybe if I
it.
Got that as a gift for free, that'd be kind of cool, because once in a while I get to see what my heartbeat is like, but really?
But when you wank it, how fast is your heart going?
I'd rather check that out. That'd be pretty cool.
Dude, mine's fucking speeds for like 5 seconds.
Cannot read data.
And then I'm done. Speaking of wanking, we're going to get more into that. Ah, stop saying death.
Depth. Stop spitting on me.
Sorry. We're going to get more into death on E3, and the games are coming out. I'm going to touch upon the ones that I thought, fuck it, I'll explain later.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Yeah. Hey, nerds, Max here.
And Rooster.
And
we need your help!
Help promote us to all your friends.
Subscribe and rate our podcast.
Follow us on Twitter.
Visit our YouTube channel.
We need more support.
Please.
Howdy, we're back. Oh, you're about to sing something.
I was going to say that we need your help thing.
We need your help! Well, we need your help in, spreading the word more than anything now.
Spread the word.
Ah, cracking my voice. All right, so now we're gonna be talking about E3 and the games announced. I'm just gonna choose the ones that I thought were really fucking good. Well, there are a lot of. Actually, this is probably the best E3 that I've ever heard.
Really?
Yeah, because I mean, compared to like last, I don't know, the last couple of E3s hasn't been that interesting. This has been having a lot more.
Wasn't the last like E3 the whole like PS3, Xbox 360?
That was the last good one, I think. Because they haven't announced. This is when around this time they should be announcing new consoles, but they're not.
It's gonna be next time.
2015, like I said, 5 years from now.
Next year.
No, it's not gonna be next year. That's silly. That's stupid. Well, speaking of stupid, you know Project Natal?
Nutella?
Yes.
Delicious.
Do you know what they call Project Natal now?
What?
Kinect.
So that's what it was.
Kinect.
Okay, because I saw the whole thing was like, at the E3, it was like, Kinect, and I'm like, what the hell, isn't that the same as Natal?
Yeah, it is Natal, yeah, that's the real name now, which is weird, because now I've gotten accustomed to Natal as the name of it. I've been calling it Project Natal for like a year now, so now, it's like you all of a sudden going, by the way, my name is Tom. It's like,
it is
really?
Tom.
Oh, fuck. See, now I can't call, I'm not going to call you Tom, fuck that. Anyways, Kinect, which I thought was going to be called Wave, but
Why Wave?
No, that was the rumor that was going around. They were going to call it Wave. Instead of Project Natal, it was going to be called Wave.
They should have just stuck with Nutella.
But you know why? What I heard, though? Why they didn't call it Wave?
Why?
What happens if you type in Wave on Google?
Porn.
Probably. But you get Google Wave, which is their application.
There's a Google Wave?
For fuck's sakes, Rudy.
What the hell's going on here?
Anyways, yeah, Google Wave is its own fucking program. Anyways, that's just for meetings and shit. Don't worry.
That's
not a game. Yes. That's like Skype. Anyway, so Google Wave... That's what happens. If you type in Kinect, what do you get? If you're like me, you get Kinect 4.
That's what I was going to say. You get Kinect 4.
Kinect 4.
Online Kinect 4.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fucking sweet. Oh, we're creating that. Next time.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. So now Project Natal is called Kinect. And here are the games that are announced in E3. Woo! All right.
Number 9.
So the games are announced. Why'd you start at number 9?
I don't know.
Alright, so here's some games. Don't look at my fucking sheet. Don't look at my paper. I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to be I'm announcing you, right?
Alright, Mr. E3 man.
Alright, Fallout 3, New Vegas. We all heard about this.
We knew this one already.
We knew it about already, but they announced
it. Get off the stage!
Oh, God, don't hurt me! Alright, Fallout 3, New Vegas. I'm looking forward to this. You know that. Are you?
No, because I haven't even played the first one.
Mom, you should borrow that.
Lend me it.
Dude, borrow it.
I don't feel like it.
Why not? Dude, it's a good game.
You just lent me 4 games.
It doesn't matter. You can borrow that.
I'll borrow that next.
I really want you to get into Fallout. So like, dude, what happened? What happened when you went up the hill? What happened?
I blew up the city, Megaton.
Bionic Commando Rearmed 2.
Is that the one you bought for like $9?
Not the one I bought for $9, which for some reason a lot of people hated that game. I didn't, like, I played it before, mm-hmm. but I didn't. I don't know, maybe now that I have more of an open mind as a video game journalist.
Yes.
Yes, quite. I've been playing it, it's, you know what, it's not that bad. And I bought it for $9.
$9, can't go wrong.
Exactly. So, no, but it's not that one. It's the one that's 2D side-scrolling.
Oh, is that the arcade?
Yes. Okay. So Rearm 2 is going to come out. Dead Rising 2.
Ooh, we're looking forward to that one.
It's going to be multiplayer.
Oh!
And there's going to be a special one only for the Xbox 360.
Ooh.
Oh, God!
Sorry, what was it?
Dead Rising Project Zero? I forget what it's called. I should probably look this stuff up. But I'm
is that an add-on or is it a separate
it's an
game?
It's an add-on. It's like, oh. Like the story or whatever. I think they're going to do what they did with Grand Theft Auto, where they first...
Valerie Gay Tony?
Yeah, first it's going to be only for Xbox, and then eventually going to go on to PS3.
You know what pisses me off?
What?
How PS3 always has the upper hand on these things.
What? I just told you the Xbox
360. Yeah, but PS3, what was it? Like, Arkham Asylum, you get to play as Joker.
Ah, yes.
Toy Story 3, you get to play as Zurg.
Who the hell's Zurg?
Zurg is Toy Story enemy, the villain. The dude that shoots, like, Nerf balls out of his hand.
Zurg? Oh, what?
Zurg.
Is this guy in a new movie?
He's from part one.
Zurg?
Zurg.
I don't remember Zurg.
I think it's Zurg. We could Google it.
Who the fuck is Zerg?
It's the guy, the purple guy with the long cape, and he shoots Nerf balls.
Fuck you, I'm looking this up. Okay.
You got it. Google Zerg.
How do you spell his name?
Zerg, I think? Toy Story 3 Zerg?
Zerg. Toy. Ter. Story.
There you go.
Zerg. I don't remember him in the movie.
What do you mean you don't remember him?
I don't remember him in the movie.
Part 1, maybe not part 1, but part 2.
Are you sure he wasn't from the cartoon?
No, he's from the movie.
I don't remember him at all from the movie.
From the movie.
Well, whatever.
Well,
either
you
way.
Get to play a Zerg for that. It's like, what the hell? When does Xbox have things like this where
you know
get
what?
To play
I
as
actually,
characters?
I actually, speaking of Batman, I actually 1,000 my first fucking achievement.
Yay!
My first achievement where I got 1,000, I got all of it was Batman Arkham Asylum. I played it on hard, and I was like, man, this game's easy. And I got my 1,000 achievement, now I have the little logo.
Yay!
And now the game is completely useless. I bought it last year, and I did exactly what I said I was going to do. Wait a year to play it to get the achievement, and I did.
Yay!
It was fun.
Try to keep up, Sonny.
Oh, yes. I'm going to get some more games later. Final Fantasy 13, achievements, scared to touch. Anyways, Dead Space 2, 360 PS3.
Ooh.
You like Dead Space?
I like Dead Space.
You know he's going to talk now in the new one, right?
I like the one he was quiet.
Man, let's see if they don't fuck it up. Maybe they get a Nolan North guy to do the voices, but he does the voices of every game.
Next.
Anyways, Medal of Honor 360 PS3. I know, hold on. I know. That was a weak burp.
That was a weak one.
When was the last time you gave a shit about a Medal of Honor game?
Since part one.
Exactly. And then, Call of Duty, I didn't really care for them either. But then Modern Warfare came out, and I was like, all
pretty
over.
Much, yeah.
And, but Medal of Honor apparently is taking pointers from Call of Duty. So they're going to be on par, I guess.
So it's going to be Call of Duty part two.
No, it's going to be Medal of Honor. I don't know, it's going to be...
Like Call of Duty.
Let me see if they're going to make me care for it again, because I have Medal of Honor for the Nintendo Wii. It's, again, one of those games I wanted to play. And I didn't care for it. I didn't like it.
No, sir. I did not like it.
Nah. Oops, Prank Party for the Nintendo Wii. It's so silly.
What the fuck?
You know it's going to be one of those fucking games with just the controls and like, whoopsie doodle, I farted.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Castlevania Lords of something. I forgot to write it. I just wrote Lords of.
Lords of.
I'm assuming the next one's going to be Shadow.
Lords of Shadow?
Probably.
Okay, Lords of Shadow.
That's going to be on for Xbox 360 and PS3. Man. I like, you know what? Okay, Castlevania, I like the original series.
I like it on the DS.
No, I didn't, though. What? I passed on the DS, and there was no ending. What it just kind of stopped.
I don't remember which one I was playing.
They're all the same to me, first off. And when I passed it, it's like, maybe there's like different endings, but the one I got was like, good for you. High five, done. I was like, what the fuck?
That's real life, isn't it? You kill like Dracula, and that's it? Go home.
I don't know. 99 Nights 2 is coming out.
Is that the one that your brother bought for $3?
My brother bought that fucking game for like a buck.
Where do you guys go to buy games?
EB Games, man. Just look, like sometimes there's like a used sticker and you find one and all the way in the back. I like buying used games if it's a game I would never otherwise buy.
Oh, yeah.
Like Bionic Commando.
Who wants to pay $50 for it?
Like I paid Final Fantasy 13 $60. And speaking of which, I have a Final Fantasy 13 code if anyone wants it. I have a code for a dress of your avatar.
What? Do you have that code?
I have the code, yeah.
Do you have the costume?
I do have the costume.
And you have an extra code?
I have an extra one. Not for you. For women avatars. Because I tried putting the code in, it's like you have to have a vagina to have this outfit.
Bullshit!
So if you have a vagina and you want it, and you want this code, contact us, theparanerds@gmail.com.
Bullshit!
Why, you want it?
I want a vagina.
Well, if you buy the game new, you'll get like a little thing in there to register new things. And mine came with... Whatever, we'll talk about this after.
Stupid women.
Saw 2, the game. It's coming out for PS3 and 360.
Really? There was a part 1?
There was a part 1.
I saw it. Wasn't that great?
Yeah, I wanted to play it, but I'm sure as fuck
I think you only wanted. I think you only wanted to play it because you're a big fan of Saw.
I fucking love the Saw
series. But I think I saw a bit of the game and it's kind of like, really?
It looks like shit. I know. Yeah. That's why I don't want to pay... It's still like $50 used. I wanted for like 12. I couldn't decide between 2 or 10. So 12. Like $12, I'll buy it, but not for fucking $60. But yeah, Saw 2's coming out. I guess. I don't know. Professor Layton and the Unwound Fire? Future.
What?
I can't read my
own. You're like a child.
I know, I do. Professor Layton. You know who Professor Layton is?
Did he invent gravity?
No, it's a fucking DS game. It's that magic, like the trigger.
Was it
games?
The guy that...
Or that top hat?
No.
Anyways, it just came out. They announced it. We're good at this. They announced this for the whatever, DS, who cares. Rock Band 3 for PS3, 3, Wii.
Another Rock Band?
Of course, dude.
Did you know there's a Guitar Hero Green Day?
I know. I announced it last week. I was saying how much
are you getting it? Huh?
I would if I had fucking friends to play with.
I'll play.
Yeah. Yeah. Ow. When are you ever over, man?
Every Monday.
When are you ever over?
Every Monday's recording this.
I like to have
Green Day. Think of it. We could play our own background music for our own podcast. On Guitar Hero.
I could play the actual guitar. Remember, I know how to play the actual guitar, though. I heard the new Rock Band.
I know how to play Guitar Hero, so I know how to play guitar.
Either Rock Band or Guitar Hero. I forget which one. I should probably fucking look these things up. Too lazy.
I might know.
One of them has real instruments this time. I guess you don't know. One of them has real instruments.
What do you mean real instruments?
Like, you
like
actually...
the actual real guitar.
Yeah, it's a real guitar.
Instead you plug
of buttons,
it in?
You plug it. You can use it and plug it in an amp, too.
That's bullshit.
No, dude. Okay, you know what? Fine. Hold on. Talk about something while I look this up.
Rock. So yeah, I don't find it fair that women have vaginas. It's bullshit. I think we should all have at least one of each. Alright, what do you got here? Rock band, instruments. Is that it? Yes. That's not it. Is this it?
That's it, right there.
Let me take a look. Let me see that. Dude, that's just a regular rock band guitar.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. Maybe I made it up.
I think you made it up.
Okay.
Whatever, we'll pretend.
Anyways, what else is coming out? Fable 3.
Yay!
Xbox 360 and PC.
Do you remember something, though? I saw Fable 3, a bit of it, and it doesn't seem like it improved a lot in graphics. It just seems like it's just a different story.
Well, that's because Peter Molyneux is going to be focusing on Kinect now.
Bullshit.
You're going to have to, like, run in place to fucking go around.
Fuck that. What, with this whole Kinect shit, can I still use a controller?
I don't know. Probably. I don't see why
bullshit.
Not.
It's like the Wii Resort. Please plug in your Wii Plus Advantage.
Apparently you can say, like, good morning, Xbox, and your Xbox will turn on. Good night, Xbox, and it'll turn off. That's what I
heard. What if we're in the middle of a game and I'm explaining to you the whole theory of it and it turns off?
Well, I was more worried. What if, like...
What if
like,
you said good morning twice? Does it overheat and explode?
I was worried more. What if you're living at, like, home and, like, your mom walks in and goes, good night, and then your fucking Xbox turns off?
I fucking hate you, mom!
God damn, fuck off! I fucking hate you! Anyway, speaking... Yeah, so Fable 3. I don't know. I didn't really care for Fable 2. It was fun, I guess, but I didn't...
I liked it.
For a game called Fable, there's no story.
I don't care about the name. I just like the fact that I can have like 40 children that aren't mine.
About exploring.
Pretty much.
And you can watch me and someone else have sex. You got an achievement for that.
Oh, yes, I did watch you and someone else have sex.
You did. Forza 4 is going to be released for Xbox 360.
It's going to come free with the next Xbox, I bet you.
Probably. In 5 years?
Yes.
You agreed with me finally.
No, because that's when they'll add in free games.
Gears of War 3.
Yay!
Xbox 360. Now, are you looking forward to this one?
Gears of War 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually like the storyline. I actually cared about Gears of War 2.
Do you have Gears of War 2? Then we return that back to our friend.
We gave it back to our buddy.
I want to ask for it again.
He's an asshole. Halo Reach. I thought Halo Reach was announced last E3.
No, it was...
Oh, yeah?
It was when you had ODST, they had a whole countdown type thing where you download it and then lets you know when Halo Reach is coming, and it gives you, you know, beta testing and vaginas and all that.
Yes.
The stuff we don't care about.
I don't care for Halo, though. I really don't give a shit about Halo. I mean, I'm sure it's a good game. I mean, it must be.
It was okay. Like, the story was, the game was fine. Like, story was okay. The online is total bullshit because everyone's too good.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. It's one of those games where you first play and you like it. It's like, you know, one of the first of its kind. And then you just love it because it's the first game you really played.
I guess.
And you just stick with it forever. Even if, like, 80 years from now, the game, like, you literally have to go on your knees and suck dick. People will still play it.
Oh, man, I love doing that. Especially...
Can't wait with Kinect.
Yeah, speaking of Kinect, actually, that was a good segue. You didn't even know what the next game was, did you?
No, what?
Kinect Adventures.
Oh, I thought it was dick sucking for Kinect.
Now you can suck dick... Oh, it was my phone.
Swing your arms from side to side.
Yeah, I have to sue Mario ringtone as my ringtone.
It's a Mario!
Well, that's going to be going in the background because I'm not going to go reach for it. Anyways, Kinect Adventures is going to come out for 360.
Need more fucking tea.
Or no, yeah, for three. Yeah, anyway. Green tea. Kinect Adventures, I'm assuming that's going to be like the Wii Sports of fucking Kinect, basically.
It's the exercise for the lazy people.
Yeah, for me, I guess. Splatterhouse is coming out for Xbox 360. I've been fucking humping this game, waiting for this game to come out.
We went through this already like 4 podcasts ago.
Did we?
Yeah.
Alright, well, got a message. My message is also the surprise sound from Metal Gear Solid.
You know what's funny though? No one else is hearing this but us.
I know, probably.
It's just gonna be us being like, did you guess that?
Here's one for you. Here's the next game that you're gonna enjoy. Ready?
Should I drink first?
You should drink first. Now you guys spit all over my screen. Harvest Moon! It's called Grand Bazaar. And you could apparently
have sex
with guys.
With
No, I'm being serious.
Seriously.
Apparently, the next Harvest Moon, you could do
I can have a baby with a guy?
I don't know if you can have a baby because, you know, jeans won't allow that, but unless you're wearing Levi's. Get it? Because it's a pair of jeans? It's so funny.
I was going to suggest swim trunks.
Now, here's the bad part, right? About Harvest
Moon. They're not actually guys.
No, here's the bad part about the new Harvest Moon.
No online.
No, Nintendo DS.
That's it?
Yeah.
Can I flip this table that's supporting our old equipment?
No. God, no. Because this would take way too long to redo again.
They always do that.
Now, keep this in mind. I'm reading these E3 announcements not by any kind of, like, this is the best one. I'm just reading about what I saw and wrote it down, the ones that are interesting. But this little category here happens to be Nintendo. So, Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Yay! I actually like Donkey Kong Country.
Oh, I fucking love Donkey Kong.
Kong Country.
Donkey Kong Country. I like Donkey Kong.
I love that game. It was great.
It was really fun. Just
playing with two players was awesome.
Da-na-na.
You know what that reminds me?
What?
Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
That's totally pointless.
Fucking get closer to me. Yeah, Donkey Kong Country Returns for Nintendo Wii looks good.
I'll get it.
Yeah, it's like it's a finally a back. Like, I'm surprised there hasn't been a Donkey Kong Country side scrolling in a long time.
Since who the hell are the creators of like Donkey Kong? Isn't it Konami? Isn't it like
Nintendo?
No, but it's not like Nintendo. Nintendo owns it, but isn't it like the side company, the K or the S?
What the fuck?
We'll Google it.
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, so Donkey Kong Country Returns looks good. Oh, speaking of which, I forgot to mention that Earthworm Jim HD came out. I tried to try it.
Earthworm Jim.
Oh, yeah. You moved my cup.
Hurry up. Just eat those two pills. Oh, no, eat it before it absorbs into your desk.
You just spilled green tea all over my cup. That sucked.
Eat it.
No, I'm not going to take those pills.
Take it. They're dehydrating those all over your desk. Headaches.
All you had to do was tell me to click on Google. We're going to refer to this whole thing.
Shut up.
Anyway, god damn, what a mess. You're lucky. Oh, remember when I told you my face exploded? Here's the blood.
Oh, man.
I'll just wipe it with that. Anyway, so Kirby's Epic Yarn coming out as well.
Epic Yarn! Sorry, if you call it Epic Yarn, you deserve to fail.
What are you trying to look at?
I'm looking
at
that company. What company is that?
Oh, is that what you're looking at?
Yeah. Come on, zoom in. Zoom in. So isn't that like Konami?
It's not Konami.
I will find it. Keep talking, you. Now it's your turn to keep talking. Well, it's not easy, is it?
Well, no, because I'm the one reading the list.
Oh, okay. Well, keep going.
Well, I told you about Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Kirby's.
I told you about Herpes Epic Yarn, right?
Epic Yarn. What a fail.
Yeah, you are a fail. What are you trying to do?
I'm going to find it. Keep talking. I'm listening.
Anyways, other game. Mario Sports Mix.
Is it a mixture of sports?
It's basically games that he hasn't like made yet, like Mario Party games. On the cover, it shows him playing fucking hockey with Bowser.
I'll get it.
I'll get it.
I'll get it.
So you can play with your girlfriend.
That's the company. Rare.
Oh, Rare. Yeah.
Rare. There you go. See there. Problem solved.
You need Battletoads and everything too.
I'm sorry for spilling tea all over your table.
You better be fucking like those Tylenol pills right now. They're all like just powdered. Look at them. Ew.
Take it.
No, I'm gonna. I don't have a headache.
Overdose.
You're gonna give me a headache. Stop it. Metroid Other M.
Did you just drink my tea?
I did not drink your tea.
Can I spill this tea?
Metroid Other M. Finish drinking your tea.
Other M.
Yeah. Anyways, that's been announced.
What does that even mean? Other M?
I don't know. Apparently
other
the game,
Metroid?
Apparently the or Other Mario.
Ooh. Or Other Mega Man.
Apparently the game is 2D, again, like Super Nintendo. Super Nintendo! 2D, 3D game.
I'm not racist. I've learned a lot after 3 weeks.
Alright.
Nintendo!
Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword.
Looking forward to that one.
Have you seen the way it looks?
I've seen it.
Hey, what do you think? People have been bitching and complaining about the way it looks.
They can suck my dick using kinetics.
Kinetics. Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to it. Again, I was never really into the Legend of Zelda games. But,
who doesn't like fairies?
Well, it's not even about that. It's like, I'm not a big fan of the whole elves and shit. But I mean, I understand it. I don't mind
I don't
it.
Care, it's Zelda!
Meanwhile, I'm playing Final Fantasy, but anyways. Yeah,
those people
have
movies.
You heard of 3D Dot Heroes yet?
3D Dot Heroes?
Yeah.
Where am I living? Under a rock?
Yes.
It's a nice place, actually. Rent is $4 a month.
Oh, I just got caught. Yeah, no. 3D Dot Heroes is basically Legend of Zelda for the PS3. I'll show it to you during our promo, if we remember.
You totally got to write all this stuff down, because I still want to see the Mortal Kombat.
3D
Dot Hero is a new Zelda game for the PS3?
It's not really Zelda. It's like a...
It's Zeldo.
It's a Zelda game, none of the Zelda characters. It's kind of like a homage to it. Like, I see what
can they get away with that?
Yes, because...
That's bullshit.
Yes, they can. Well, I mean, why not? Why?
That's bullshit!
How is that bullshit? You say any 3D game that they do is like Mario? You can't do that! No, that was my game!
That's bullshit. I'm fighting this to the law.
Anyway.
I am the law!
So you're looking for the new Zelda game. You know it's gonna use Wii Motion Plus, right?
That's funny? I don't own that. And I'm gonna punch someone. I'm gonna punch hideous Kojima guy in the face.
Why are you gonna punch the guy who created Metal Gear Solid?
I hate that guy.
Why?
Because.
You love Metal Gear Solid.
I do. It's actually a great game. The guy who looks like him. That guy. I'm gonna punch him right in the face.
Shigeo Miyamoto?
That's it. Miyamoto? Mr. Miyamoto.
Yeah.
Anyway, is he telling me goodbye or is it hello?
Are you being racist? Saying that they both look the same? Speaking of Hideo Kojima...
What the hell did you put in this tea?
Crack. Speaking of Hideo Kojima, Metal Gear Solid Rising also been announced for Xbox 360 and PS4. We get to play as Raiden. You never heard of this one?
Oh yeah, I heard this one.
It's
I
funny.
Was actually looking forward to it.
Well,
because remember, then I said they were telling you that they're going to start remaking all the Metal Gear Solid games eventually.
No.
Well, they will. starts off with Rising. They purchased the rights to it, and they're going to expand, and it's going to be Metal Gear 1, 2, and 3.
You mean the original Xbox. Ones on the MSX, or the ones on the PS1?
For the PS1.
So Metal Gear Solid 1?
Metal Gear Solid 1, Metal Gear Solid 2, and then 3.
Why would they remake that?
Why not? Oh, they'll re-release it for the PS3. I mean, the Xbox 360.
You can't do that, though.
Why not?
It's licensed by Sony.
Okay.
So you can't re-release it on
so the Metal Gear Solid Rising is licensed by...
No, it's not.
Metal Gear Solid, the name is licensed by Sony.
No, it's not.
Who's licensed by?
I don't know. Fucking Kojima?
I thought that guy created Zelda.
No. That's Miyamoto. Anyways.
They're going to remake it, okay? That's my prediction.
It's funny. They're like Metal Gear Solid Rising.
They did it for the GameCube.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes. That was part
Twin
one.
Twin Snakes.
But that's part one.
Yeah, but it's not called Metal Gear Solid 1.
Good. It's called okay, Snake. So call it Metal Gear Solid Pwned. Or exclamation point. Not even a
calm
one.
Calm down. You're so angry, man.
It doesn't have to be a one. It could be an exclamation
Anyways,
point.
Anyways, what I'm trying to say here is...
It's going
to
come out.
And they're like Metal Gear Solid Rising won't be focusing on stealth anymore. But Metal Gear Solid 4 didn't focus on stealth. Have you played it before?
No. I want to so badly.
You want to borrow my PS3?
I'm debating to buying a PS3 just for that one game,
dude,
but then I'm going to regret
now.
It.
It's so good. No, I have a bunch of PS3. I just bought Virtual Fighter 5 for like $2.
I saw it.
Speaking of games, Conduit 2.
That could burn in hell.
It's going to be using Wii Motion Plus as well.
That could burn in hell with it.
Yep. Sonic 4, of course.
So delayed.
Delayed. Yakuza 4.
Delayed.
Infamous 2. That's another game for PS3 you should try.
Which delayed.
Which is like Prototype, but whatever.
Is that the dude that shoots lightning?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Delayed.
So Infamous 2 was announced. Little Big Planet 2, which I'm fucking pissed off about.
Why are you pissed off about it?
They said Little Big Planet was going to be its own fucking series, and the only instead of making sequels, don't quote me here, I don't have the fucking source to back me up.
They'll just remake, like, expand
They
it?
Said the whole point of Little Big Planet is that they don't have to make sequels, it's the fact that the community makes games.
Yeah.
So what the fuck are you making a part 2 for?
But you do know part 2, you can still connect to all part 1 games.
No, I didn't know that.
They
what? Hold on.
Something
you know,
I know that you
don't. Something you know that I don't know?
My God. I had some spare time with my lunch.
Explain.
Part 2 is basically, it's so much more added to it. Like, more things you can use to create, more, like, character type things.
So it's like an expansion.
It's there. A huge expansion. But the only thing is,
huge.
It's a huge, I'm over-emphasizing. Emphasizing on huge. It's big, right? Fuck. It's a little big planet, too. But it lets you, all the levels that you've created, all your so-called friends created in part one, gets transferred to part two.
So when Little Big Planet 2 comes out, that's basically
you could
part
basically
one and
grab
part, two.
Part one and throw it in the garbage because part two does it all.
Oh, fuck. I love when games do that.
Yeah.
And I'm. Yeah. I actually do like when
See,
games
people
do
like me, I could always just buy part two and I didn't have to wait
I
for money on part one.
I just bought part one.
Your fault.
What's your fault for buying Xbox 360 before the Slim even came out?
Shut up.
You're one of those people.
Shut up. I'll wait until it goes
like
better.
Mass Effect. I love when games do that, when your save file goes over.
Yeah, because it makes you feel like you did something cool.
That's so fucking cool. I love that idea. I mean, the only coolest thing like that was in Silent Hill. Silent Hill 2.
Yeah.
If you have a Silent Hill... Or no, Silent Hill 3. If you have a Silent Hill 2 memory card, like save file.
Yeah.
In part 3, if you go in the toilet, he's like, I'm not going to put my hand in there. Who would do that? Because if you did that in part 2, that's what's referencing.
That's so stupid.
But it's little shit like that that makes you all like...
Yeah, but is it even worth having part 1 just for that? Or
Yes.
Like, the game's like...
Like when Metal Gear saw, when the guy's like, so you like Castlevania?
Yeah, but that's like, that's kind of just like the, ooh, look,
that's
awesome.
The same
that's
thing.
That's reference. But I like, what I like about it is like, you have, let's say, Star Wars Part 1, and your character unlocked some cool costume or some cool weapon, you're able to carry that into Part 2.
Yeah.
The costumes and weapons or,
like
you know.
Like Mass Effect.
Yeah, but I've never played Part 2, though.
Neither have I. Have you played Part 1?
Yes, I have.
I can't get into it, man. I've tried so hard.
I just go and I slap everybody.
I tried so
Commander
hard
Shepard,
to get into
I have
it.
A meeting with you. Not now. I slapped the girl. I really slapped the girl.
Did you?
Yeah,
I can't.
It tells you the meeting.
Did you pass it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It
I'm trying
it tells
so
you,
hard.
It tells you the choices, like the good, the bad, or the neutral.
Yeah.
And it says, like, the good is like, you know, yes, I'll answer all your questions. The neutral is like, not now, I'm busy. The third one's like, I forgot what the third one was, which is the evil one. It says, like, not now, and I thought, okay, he's going to say not now, but it's like, not now, slap. I'm like, why did you slap her for? What an asshole.
Yeah, I can't get into that game. Speaking of giant asshole, Gran Turismo 5. I don't know why I wrote 4 here.
That game's still around? Really?
Yeah, and it hasn't come out yet.
But that series is still around?
Yeah, well, it's a... Yeah, it's like the Forza.
I don't like the whole Need for Speed. Now it's all like Need official driving. You know what I mean? Before it used to
Need
be
Need for Speed official driving? Stop at red lights?
Pretty much, yeah. No, like, the original Need for Speeds were all, like, crazy tune-ups and Nitro and all that. Now it's, like, Need for Speed.
You just said the crazy thing in Crazy Taxi, eh?
Did I?
Crazy Taxi!
But it's, like, it's so... Now it's all, like, your car is not official by legal registration. And then it's blah, blah, blah. Here's your P4 slip, and you can drive safe. Have a nice day, officer.
Mm, nice.
Like, it's all, like, bullshit.
Speaking of Crazy Taxi, when I was going to Halifax,
They should make a Crazy Taxi 2.
Well, no, they're going to re-release it on Xbox Live.
Good, they should do that.
And along with Sonic Adventures from Dreamcast on Xbox Live.
Together?
Not together. Of course not. They're going to make money, man. Speaking of games I have cars, Twisted fucking Metal
about
for the PS3.
Freaking
the other game
bullshit
that I announced.
There's no Xbox?
No.
Can you rate Xbox on your piece of paper and make me happy?
No.
Please?
No.
Okay. Fucking bullshit.
Right.
Xbox. There you go. So it's coming out for the Xbox and PS3,
yeah,
you say?
Yeah, for the original Xbox. No, you're going to confuse all of our listeners. No, it's only coming
out
for PS3.
It's about time, but still.
Do you remember who announced this first on the top 10 predictions?
Me, of course.
God damn it, it was me. I forget what number it was, but I said Twisted Metal HD would be awesome. And it is! It's real. The multiplayer, from what I saw on YouTube, because I wasn't at E3, the multiplayer looks weird. There's like groups of like Sweet Tooth people, there's groups of like motorcycle people.
What the?
Yeah, it looks kind of bizarre, but from the game, what the fuck did you eat it? Cat?
Something's in that.
Terrible.
Something's in that tea, I tell
Jesus
you.
Christ.
Wait, yeah, where did those two pills go?
So Twisted Metal is fucking announced for PS3. I cannot wait for this game to come out. That's another reason why you should get PS3. Dude, we can play Twisted Metal online. Together, like old times.
I don't even play with you now.
I know. That's because you're playing a stupid computer game. You're farting and burping all over the place. Speaking of farting and burping, Portal 2!
Yay!
I fucking love Portal.
I'm only going to get it for the PC.
This is the time.
It's just a lot easier to control. Have you beat Portal 1? On the Xbox?
Yes.
You know how hard it is to control that gun when you're, like, flying through, like, the air?
Actually, I heard that the ending of the original Portal on the PC,
Portal,
they added an epilogue.
The fuck's an epilogue?
Basically, continuing the story. You know how at the end of the game, for those of you who haven't passed the game that's 20 years old, here's the spoilers, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, what about it?
You know how at the end of the game when you, like, land on the floor and, like, you just see the, I guess,
the place
building
explode? Yeah.
Yeah. They added like a little patch that you actually see the body get carried away, and someone behind you that sounds like a robot is dragging you. To continue with Portal 2.
I think at that point, once I beat the game, I got up and took a giant piss fast.
Well, how recently did you beat it? Because they just added it.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
so if you played
couple
now,
months
at
ago,
the end of the game, it's going to show like the actual clip from Portal 2. And apparently, Portal 2 is going to have two portals, like two different ways, and like multiplayer as well.
Really, two portals?
Like
two portal guns?
That's what I heard. I could be wrong. I don't know. I wasn't there.
But isn't the one gun does the same thing?
I don't know.
Yeah,
don't,
whatever.
Don't ask me questions. I'm just reading what I read. Whatever.
Wrote.
Speaking of reading and writing, Super Scribblenauts for the DS.
Meh.
I didn't
play the first
one. The first one was fucking, you could tear your hair out.
Is that the one where you write rock and it makes a rock?
I don't know if you're thinking Boulder and fucking, I made a review on gaming14.com. I haven't done that in a while. There's a review on there if you want to check it out, but the game fucking made me want to rip my hair out. But yeah, Super Scribblenauts DS.
Meh.
And Silent Hill 8.
Silent Hill 8. The thing's still going on?
Well, you liked the original Silent Hill series.
I did like the original Silent Hill series.
Silent Hill 1, 2, 3. One day I rented it, I got so fucking scared because the beginning was just like blood all over the room. I'm like taking that back.
You remember what scared us? Resident Evil 1.
Which one?
The moment when you walk into the mansion and you meet the zombie for the very first time and it turns and looks at you very quickly.
Oh, it's like biting the... Oh, yeah!
And then we turn
that
it off and return it to Blockbuster because
yeah,
we're little pussies.
Yeah, that's right.
That's scary.
When we first played Resident Evil, when it first came out on the PlayStation, we rented it from Blockbuster.
With our fake IDs.
With our fake
right.
IDs. No, actually, they called my mom to make sure it was okay.
I don't remember.
They're like, excuse me, Miss Susan?
Yeah?
Is it okay for your son to be renting
my
Resident
son
Evil?
No home.
No, it's okay for him to be renting Resident Evil.
Do.
Okay, it's okay for you to rent it. So we rented Resident Evil, we went all the way back to my house, we put it in.
We walked, because we were cheap, so it was like,
yeah,
what, like 500 miles?
And we were like, I forget how old we were. That scene when the guy's eating the fucking person, oh, that terrified us.
Yeah,
we went back
to turn it off and returned, and we said it didn't work.
And what did we get instead of that?
My Little Pony.
No, honestly, what game did we get?
Barbie's Dream House.
No, seriously.
I have no... You're asking me to remember like 20 years ago.
You remember that? That was 20 years ago.
Because it still haunts me every night.
Touché. But yeah, Silent Hill 8 has been announced. From what we saw in the trailer,
meh.
I didn't mind like Silent Hill 4, the room sucked ass.
I never left the freaking room.
You know what I'm talking about?
The one where turns out there's a fucking hole in the ceiling.
Yeah.
And then, like that's bodies, how like, you get out of there.
There's like bodies hovering towards you and shit.
Okay, you just scared the crap out of
me. Oh my god, what's that behind you?
that actually scared me.
And then there's Silent Hill Homecoming, which is for the Xbox 360 and PS3, which I didn't mind. I liked it. It wasn't as scary because it didn't take place in Silent Hill.
Did you say ass scary?
Ass scary. And then there's Silent Hill Origins, and there's Silent Hill Shattered Dreams. Or Memories.
Oranges.
No, Shattered Dreams is Goldust's movie. WWF. Anyway, Silent Hill 8 was announced. Ooh, keeps calling me. Very fresh. I should jerk my cell phone off. Anyway, so those are the games that have been announced at E3. If you're still listening, those are the ones I thought were really interesting, the ones that are coming out. And anything you have to say about these games?
Swing your arms from side to side.
Yes. Up next, we're going to be talking about we're reaching the 50 minute mark.
50 minutes.
Up next, I'm just going to do a little talk about how games are going back to 2D. Nothing big, nothing special, nothing crazy. Nothing
just left. 2D.
2D or not 2D?
Should we wait for the 50 minute mark? How long is it? Is that like in 10 seconds?
That's like a minute.
No, it's not a minute. No, it's right there. Wait, is it?
No.
Is it? One more time. Yay!
As producer of the Paranerds podcast, not really, I am Brown Bear, and I approve.
Howdy, 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 we're back, we're back. Shit, shit, wiggity, whack, wiggity, whack, 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 wiggity, wiggity. Alright, whatever.
Yay.
You know what pisses me off?
What?
People who get offended way too fucking easily.
Is it about that whole naked child thing?
Yes. Anyways,
I keep telling you, it's against the law, man.
It's not if the picture's about yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's legal.
Especially when you're not naked. Oh, who cares? I don't want to get into it. Anyways, so I want to talk about just something here because I couldn't think of anything before you got here. Basically, how 2D games are coming back in style.
In style.
Now, what do you think about, like, do you like side-scrolling 2D games?
It's very simple and it's easy. Who doesn't? Just like my women? I don't know.
I'm drinking, sorry. Yeah, so I love fucking 2D games, right?
Yes. Do I agree with you? Or are you telling me?
Not side-scrolling games. I mean, I liked Wario on the Nintendo Wii. That game was fun. The art style was amazing. Bray was a good game. I just got Shadow Complex because on Xbox Live, you can get it for half off.
Half off.
So, I got it. I haven't played it yet because I have, like, 3 games I'm playing right now. And Metroid Other M is back in 2D. Super Mario Brothers in 2D, Bionic Commando, Sonic 4, you know what I mean? Mega Man 10, I mean...
I love Mega Man 10.
You do? You played it?
The old one.
Mega Man X.
Isn't that 10?
No, Mega Man X was a variable. That could mean anything.
Even 10?
No, not 10. It wasn't a Roman numeral. It was just the name of that series, was Mega Man X. Just like Dragon Ball Z. Where the fuck is Dragon Ball A? Right? Right? That makes sense.
All
right. Anyways, I'm just glad that games are going back to like the 2D, 3D kind of way.
Because no one is supporting due to piracy. Arr.
What? No, that has nothing to do with it.
Sure, like, it is.
What do you mean?
Know how much it costs to make a game
in 3D?
Yes.
Oh, I'm assuming the same.
Lots of money.
All right. Fair enough.
Why else would they charge us $60 for a brand new game when you know the DVD itself only costs like $1 at the dollar store and the game itself probably takes $50?
That I don't mind as much. But I mean, I'm talking about like games that are coming, like Muramusa, the Demon Blade game for Nintendo Wii.
Dude,
you love it. You like the whole Japanese culture, right?
Wait, what system?
Nintendo Wii.
Hmm.
Now you're intrigued.
No, something sounds so familiar.
Muramusa. Muramusa.
Muramusa.
It's like a.
I remember there's something for the PlayStation. Yes. Something.
What are you talking about?
There was a game I used to play. Something Musa. It was a very good game.
For the PlayStation?
For the PlayStation.
Was it like a side-scrolling?
No, it wasn't. It was 3D, and it was a guy with long blue hair. Looked like shit.
Legacy of Kain? No?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about. Tubestream?
Miramusa.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
Ah, forget it. Pepto-Bismol.
Anyways, so just the fact that games are going back to 2D. I love it. I love that so much. I love the 2D games. I'm kind of upset the Spider House is going to be in 3D. Don't worry. We did all that.
It's already in 2D, so play that one.
I have many fucking times, and I love
Splatterhouse. Now played in 3D.
But I mean, like Earthworm Jim HD. I'll let you play that as soon as we're done. Cause we'll be done very soon. It's gonna be a short podcast.
Yay!
I'll let you play Earthworm Jim HD, because that game was actually really fun. It's really
pretty.
While
we're eating steak.
Yes, that game was really fun. It looks really pretty. And I love the fact that 2D games are coming back. I love it. I mean, Henry Hatsworth.
But do you still find it fair that they charge us like $60 for it?
Yes and no.
No.
Because
wrong.
Super Mario 3 was still $50 back in the day.
Bullshit.
I know.
But it was worth every penny.
Yes, exactly. But it's what I expect. You know what I mean? I expect it to be that much.
Damn you, Microsoft.
It wasn't only Microsoft.
And PlayStation.
And Nintendo.
And Nintendo.
But I know what you mean. I mean, I find it unfair to pay $30 for downloadable content. And like,
that is bullshit.
Like, I was looking on Xbox Live, and fucking Sonic the Hedgehog, the remake that they made, the bullshit one, it's still $30. Because, you know, they actually use real currency, not Microsoft points. $30 for that. Why the fuck?
It's no longer points?
No, it's still points.
Oh, but it's
if you go to Games on Demand, it's actual like currency, like dollars.
Oh, I see.
But Sonic the Hedgehog is $30.
$30.
The remake. The one that bullshit. The one that fucking sucks.
The bullshit Sonic one.
Yeah, $30. Why is it $30? I can buy the game brand new right now for $30. This isn't... There's no disc involved.
Yeah, but some people don't want... Think of it. If you got the new Black Slim, and it has 250 gigabytes, what the hell are you going to use that 250 gigabytes for?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What I'm saying is that, you know how there's no disc?
Yeah.
Yeah, some people want just to save it on their hard drive.
Yeah.
So they don't have to have a disc. So it gives you, if you have a 250 gigabyte hard drive, what makes you want to buy the disc?
What? No, you're not listening to me.
No, I'm not.
Clearly. I'm saying, when you're buying the game online without the packaging or disc, it still shouldn't be that much. It should be $10.
Are you saying it's because of packaging and DVD that the price should reduce?
Yes, because I'm not buying any of that. I'm just buying a game. It shouldn't be that much.
Well, my point still stands.
Your point didn't make any sense.
Still stands. Look at it, stands.
It's leaning. It's like crawling.
Hey.
Anyways, I don't know. I like the whole... I love 2D games. I love the fact that the games are going back to 2D. I think that's fucking awesome.
Are you a big 2D? What else is awesome?
What?
2D games.
Yes. Are you a big 2D fan?
I am a big 2D fan.
What are your favorite 2D games?
Strawberry, Tutti Frutti.
No, seriously. What's your favorite 2D games?
Contra.
Contra. Oh, fuck yeah.
Contra.
Have you played Contra 4?
No.
On Nintendo DS? Oh, dude, it's...
Do I look like I own a DS?
Well, you should.
I should.
Yeah, you should. It's really fun. We can play online together. It's so much fun.
Can we play, like, across the world online?
Yeah, we could.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you need... don't you need to connect to your computer?
Wi-Fi. Anyways. I don't know. I don't know. This is really, like, a weird segment. But I just wanted to say how I think it's fucking awesome that games are coming back in 2D. We've all experienced with 3D.
You know you're jinxing it, right?
Why?
Now it's all going to go back to 3D.
It's not. Like, a lot of games are kind of like I say, Earthworm Jim HD and, like, Song of the Hedgehog 4. Like, they're kind of, they're like, all right, guys, come back.
We have no more idea. Let's go back.
Yeah, let's go back to 2D. We've experienced the 3D. Some shit didn't work. I mean, oh, yeah, I forgot to mention the Rayman game. That game looked fucking beautiful.
It did look beautiful.
Rayman or Origins? Oh, fuck, how did I miss that?
I love oranges.
And I fucking hate Rayman as a character.
He looks so weird. What is he?
I don't know. He's just balls. We've got balls! He was the rabbits go home and the rabbits guy. Rayman Rabbits, you know what I'm talking
those
about?
Those rabbits are fun.
Yeah, and finally he's back in the 2D game. The game looks beautiful, like beautifully animated. I love games like that. Oh, I love it so much.
Just imagine if games were like that back then. Just imagine.
That'd be fucking cool. But
where would we be today?
Back in 3D.
Back in what?
3D. I don't know. Anyway, I just like the fact the games go back 2D. Like, the Metroid game Other M looks fucking sweet. It goes from 2D to 3. Sonic 4 is going to be 2D, 3D. Like New Super Mario Brothers 2D, 3D. I like it. I love that. Leave it that like that. Mega Man 10. Fucking Nintendo 2D. I love that. I got such a hard on for like old nostalgia shit.
I've noticed.
Oh, I love old shit like that, man. Fucking, oh, I love it so much. I just wish there was more of it. Like, I wanted to bring back Vector Man.
You and your Vector Man. It's a bunch of tennis balls.
I fucking love... Don't fucking talk bad about Vector Man. I love Vector Man.
It wasn't a bad game, but I just don't think it's a great game. Like, it was a good game for Sega.
What about Boogerman? They brought him back in like 2D.
That's funny.
Booger!
I like that game. But, like, Vector Man, it was a good game and I had fun playing it, but I just don't see it as a... Like, you know, if you release it now, it's like, now, Vector Man. People are going to be like, what the fuck's a Vector Man?
Well, people are saying the same thing about Earthworm Jim.
Exactly. It's a great game, but people are going to be like, what the fuck's an Earthworm Jim?
Like, if you play the game, like, it's really... it's weird. He talks a lot from what I've tried. Tried on the trial. He's like, woohoo! Like, he talks a lot.
Kind of like everything he does?
Yeah.
He talks.
He's like, groovy! And then he just talks too much.
Groovy!
Yeah, exactly. I feel like he's speaking way too much. But I mean, it's a fun game nonetheless. It's Earthworm Jim. It's like a brand new game.
Yeah, fucking... Will people love it?
I don't care if people love
it. People know it?
People are idiots. They get offended by stupid shit. But anyways, I don't know. I just thought the whole idea was good. Before we take off, I just want to be teasing some things. Anna, one of our contributors. You know we have contributors now, right?
I've heard.
Yes. We have like five of them or six.
I don't know. Keep a lot growing. Of people.
Yeah, well, people seem to like
you're all
this.
Fired. Oh. Sorry, I just wanted to say that.
You're such an asshole.
You're all rehired.
There you go.
With a promotion.
Don't say that.
Fine, you're fired with regular...
We don't get paid for this. No one does.
Wish we did.
I know, that'd be fucking sweet. But yeah, Anna also did a review of Ultimate Alliance 2, which you played.
Which is it's a good game.
You liked it?
It's a good game. It had a huge selection of characters.
Was Carnage in it? I heard Carnage is no longer in it.
He was never in it to begin with.
Oh. No, he was DLC. He was downloadable.
Do I look like I own DLC?
For fuck's sake, I didn't have it, and I know about it.
Well, because you look at it, and you're like, man, I wish I had that game.
I wish I was Carnage.
While I had that game, and I'm just like... $4 for another character? Cyclock?
Cyclock. He's got one clock.
No, it's like Psychic, Psydoc,
Psydoc?
Psydoc? I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking
Some
about.
Girl you pay like $4 for. It's like, screw you. Because of her, she ruined my achievements. Because of her.
Yes.
Because of you, next.
Yeah, that was disgusting. Also, the Sonic the Hedgehog, what happened to Sonic the Hedgehog Part 2
what happened?
Will be coming out, if not this week, then next week. I don't want to write it because it's already written. I don't want to publish it because E3 was last week.
So
I want to get like, who the fuck cares about what this guy has to say about Sonic the Hedgehog? Did you guys see Halo Reach? Like, I don't want to get buried under there. So it should be released.
So just write a big subject, Halo Reach, and then people will look at it and it'll be Sonic.
That's misleading, my dear. That's misleading.
So what?
It's like saying tits. And people are like, ooh, tits. And then you see a picture of my tits. And they're like, you can't have this here.
You're not lying. It's still tits.
But besides that, yeah, so Sonic the Hedgehog Part 2 will be coming out soon. My article on what happened. This time I'm going to be talking about how it went to 3D. Have you read the article yet?
Yes, I have.
And you saw what I was saying about him being like the retrospective and how he was really good in the old games?
Yes, I have.
At the end of it, I was saying how he started playing with 3D and that's when shit started hitting the fan. Because the original Sonic games were awesome. And I've done this so many times. I've spoken about this so many times.
I think this is like podcast 1, 4, 5, 6, 8.
Can you believe this is podcast 16? Even though like 16. 5 of them are not in it. Anyways. So the second
there's
part.
There's only 3.
The second, no.
4, I guess, because I was an uncle. But.
And then there's Canada Day. Oh no, you were here for that one. That was the one with the podcast went to shit.
Yeah, one was like a 10-minute podcast.
Yeah, that one sucked. So that should be coming out soon. Speaking of top 10s. There'll be a new top 10 coming out this week. You're going to be here next week, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's going to be a new top 10 coming out this week. Now, what's that top 10 you ask?
What is it, that top 10 I ask?
The next top 10 is going to be the top 10 sequels that were better than the originals. What does that mean?
What does that mean, I ask?
It means what games, sequels, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, with numbers only.
Or Silent Hill 8.
Or Silent Hill 8. Were better than the original games. Actually, Silent Hill's not on it, surprisingly. I just remembered.
What?
Yeah. So basically, like, if it has a number at the end, it's better than the original. Like, it actually improved it. Because mostly in movies, when they make a sequel, it's usually worse.
Or good.
Think of one.
And that's the end of this week.
Anyways, not yet. So that's going to be coming out this week. Look forward to that. I'll be posting that everywhere because I'm a whore that way.
He is a horse, I've seen it.
A horse?
Sorry, what were we talking about?
I don't know. But anyways, make sure to follow us on Twitter at TheParaNerds, twitter.com/TheParaNerds. Check out our new site and comment. Comment.
It's a new site, people.
It's pretty looking. It's nice. And something still don't work. I'm still working on it.
Work harder.
Well, I have the week off, so I have a lot more time to work on that shit, isn't it? And also, there's something else. Oh, yeah. Our iTunes are a little fucked up.
What? Why?
Yes, I know.
Damn you.
On iTunes right now, and I'm too lazy to fix it, so I mean, if you want to get the other, like, from 7 to 15, it's on iTunes now. For some fucking reason, 1 to 6 won't get on there. I don't know why. I've been trying to figure that out for like 4 days, but if you subscribe to us on iTunes, 7 to 15, that's normal. Now, I'll try to figure out a way to get the rest of them up there, but for now, that's all there is. This one's also going to be there, hopefully, unless fucking everything else freaks out on me. But
freak
subscribe
out
to us on iTunes, and make sure to rate us on iTunes. Say how awesome we are, and how funny, and how disturbing we are, or whatever.
We're pretty disturbing.
Yes. Also,
jokes.
We need more jokes. I have a total of 4. We need more. Send your jokes to theparanerds@gmail.com.
Or just 4?
We need more. I'm not going to read 4. That's going to take like 10 seconds.
Do you have 4?
I have
more
4.
From what we've recorded?
No, in total.
You just have four.
I have four.
The four that we reused.
What? No! What? People send me four.
So you have four more.
Yeah, I have... What? No, I have four in total of jokes.
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
Who's on second?
No, who's on...
Third?
First. I forgot.
Shit, he's running home. Throw hard, throw him!
Yeah, so anyways, make sure to follow us on Twitter. Blue Jays, nice crew. Follow us on Twitter, subscribe to us on iTunes. Is there anything? Yeah, send jokes to thebearnerds@gmail.com. That's about it, I think.
That is about it.
That is about it.
Take your pills.
So that was our coverage of E3. Yeah, my pills are all falling apart here. And make sure to look for top 10 sequels that are better than the original. Man, I've been working on this one on the can. It's my new BlackBerry.
Oh, man.
How I love it, how I love it. But hey!
Hey.
I'm Kevin from Paranerds.com, along with...
Rui!
Yay!
Yay! You're back! Yay!
Hey. Don't you ever!
Ow!
Ever!
Ow. Just let you know, for the next 4 weeks, I'm off.
Ever! Fucking leave again!
All right. Jeez, I'll stay.
God damn it. Anyways, thanks for listening. Make sure to comment, subscribe, do whatever the fuck I said before, and keep a look on the website and keep commenting. Oh my god! Bye-bye!
Bye! Banana boat.